The Frog Prince. This is a story about a beautiful princess. She lives in a big and beautiful house. It's a nice palace. Let's see what she is doing now. She is playing with her ball. She loves her toys and she loves nice things. She loves her ball a lot. Now the princess is sitting next to an old well. The well is next to the palace. She is playing with her ball. She throws the ball, but she doesn't catch the ball. The ball goes in the well. Now the princess can't get her nice ball.
Oh dear, I can't get my nice ball now, says the princess.
She is very, very sad.
What can I do? She says. Now what's this?
The princess sees a small, ugly frog in the well. The frog is looking at her. Then he says to her,
I can get the ball for you.
The princess is very happy.
Can you get the ball for me? She asks the frog.
Yes, I can. I live here in this well. I can find it for you, he tells her. But what can you give me for the ball? Asks the frog.
What do you want? I can give you nice things from my palace.
What can I do with nice things? Says the frog. I don't want your nice things. I want to be your friend, and I want to sleep in your palace.
Okay. You can be my friend, says the princess to the frog.
She doesn't want to be friends with the frog, but she doesn't say this to the frog. She wants her ball. Then the frog finds the ball for the princess. He puts it in his mouth and he gives it to the princess. The princess now has her ball. But what does she do? Does she say thank you to the frog? No, she doesn't. She runs to her palace and closes the door.
I want to come to the palace too, says the frog. I have very small legs. I can't run like you.
The frog is very sad. He wants to see the princess again. Now the princess is eating dinner with her father in the palace. The frog is at the door.
Princess! Princess, he says, please open the door. I'm very sad and I want to be your friend.
Her father asks the princess, is he your friend? Do you know this frog? But the princess says,
no, I don't know him.
Now the princess doesn't know what to do. She is sad. Her father knows this.
Tell me, my girl, are you sad? He asks her.
Oh, I don't like that ugly frog, she tells him.
But what does the frog want? Her father asks her.
Then the frog says,
can I come in, please, princess? I want to sleep in your palace for one night.
The princess does not want this. The princess then tells her father the story about the frog and her ball. Her father is angry with her.
He is your friend. He can sleep here, he says.
But he's a frog. How can I be his friend? Asks the princess.
She is very sad now.
Listen to me, says her father. Go now and open the door for him.
The princess is sad, but she opens the door. The frog comes in and goes to the table in the dining room.
Put me on a chair next to you, he tells the princess.
But I don't want to, says the princess.
Her father is angry and says, do it now. The princess puts the frog on the chair.
But what does the frog do?
He jumps from the chair and he sits on the table. The frog then says to the princess,
I want to eat dinner with you.
Okay, she says.
but she doesn't want this. Now the frog is happy. He eats the dinner. Then he says to the princess,
I want to go with you to your bedroom. I want to sleep now.
The princess does not know what to do. She doesn't want an ugly frog in her bedroom. But her father says, do what the frog wants. He is your friend.
Okay, father, says the princess,
but she is very sad. She goes to her bedroom with the frog. She puts the frog at the end of her bed. She doesn't like him. The princess then goes to bed, but the frog says,
I want to sleep in your bed, not on it. Please put me in your bed. I'm your friend, so you can put me in your bed.
The princess puts the frog in her bed. She wants to sleep, but the frog is very sad.
You are sad, she says to the frog, but you have what you want. You are my friend, and you are in my bed.
Yes, but you aren't my friend. You don't like me. I want to go home to my well, says the frog.
The frog is very sad. Now the princess is sad too. She knows she is not a good friend to the frog. The frog is right.
Please don't be sad, she tells the frog. I am happy now to be your friend.
Yes. Do you want to be my friend?
Asks the frog.
Yes, I want to be a very good friend, says the princess, and she smiles.
Then she picks the frog up, she smiles again, and she gives him a kiss. Then she sees a beautiful prince in front of her.
Oh, who are you? And where's my frog?
Asks the princess.
Where is he?
The princess is sad. She doesn't know where her new friend is.
I am not a frog, princess, says the prince. Now, with your kiss, I'm a prince again, and not a frog. A witch wants me to be a frog. She wants me to live like a frog in a well. But with your kiss, I can now live like a prince in a palace.
Oh, I am very happy for you, says the princess.
The princess and the prince are very happy now. They tell the story to the princess's father. The father is very happy too. He tells many people the story. The people are very happy to see the prince. They are happy that he is not a frog. Now the prince asks the princess to marry him. Now they live in their beautiful palace.